For the White House, the Gulf Coast oil spill is more than an environmental heartbreak.
It's a political headache, too.
Instead of talking about capping the whale today, the president talked about putting a new cap and trade tax on the American people.
Local politicians like Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour are cleaning up politically from the oil spill,
leaving the Obama administration to wonder, do they need a cap for their own damage control?
Looking for a stop kill at the White House. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, August 2nd. I'm Catherine Lanfer in for Celeste Headlee this morning.
Hey, good morning, Catherine. A discussion of some oil-soaked politicians this morning, that's for sure. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. BP hopes this week will be the home stretch in permanently plugging that oil well in the Gulf. Engineers plan to launch the static kill operation tonight, shooting mud and cement into the blown-out well that would make it easier to plug the leak for good when a relief well is finally ready. And that's expected to be any day now. The Netherlands is the first NATO country to end its combat mission in Afghanistan. The country pulled its 1,900 troops out of the country yesterday, ending a four-year operation that was deeply unpopular at home. It's not expected to affect conditions on the ground, but does come at a time of rising casualties and growing doubts about the war. Defense Secretary Robert Gates told ABC News he still feels good about the U.S. strategy.
The full surge isn't even all in Afghanistan yet and will not be until the end of August. This surge over the last few months is only beginning to take effect.
Meanwhile, the new military leader in Afghanistan, General David Petraeus, has reset the government's rules governing airstrikes. U.S. troops are now allowed to call in strikes against insurgents hiding in abandoned buildings.
Just across the border in Pakistan, the worst flooding in that country's history has killed at least 1,100 people in the volatile tribal region. U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Mike Lefevre is among the rescuers battling to save tens of thousands more who are trapped as the water continues to rise.
Hundreds of thousands of families displaced by the floodwaters from the monsoon rains that overflowed all the rivers that are feeding into the Indus. Historic proportions that they've never experienced before.
Joining us now is Shahryar Khan Bangash. He's an aid worker for World Vision who's been to some of the hardest hit areas. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what the greatest needs are right now.
The greatest need is right now is the drinking water and health facilities over here, because all the water tube wells and those facilities which were provided by the government in past has been damaged and the water has been contaminated, and these people didn't have any alternative. So whenever we go, the people just ask for the water, and they say that, look, we can still survive without food or with a little food, but we cannot survive without water. And because of that, you know, the health issues are also very much visible, especially in the children and the women. And cholera and diarrhea now has been started spouting out over there. And the skin diseases, and even today, yesterday it was not, we could not find that, but even today we saw some other diseases which is related with the eyes. And the eye rashes, and their eyes are getting burning, especially with the kids. So that is the biggest need. And
okay,
that's why World Vision now try to provide first with the water.
All right. Bangash, thank you so much for joining us. That is Shahryar Khan Bangash. He's a provincial program manager for World Vision.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney out of intensive care this morning after undergoing heart surgery last month. His daughter says he hopes to return home this week. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan weighed in on the economy. I don't know if you heard it. Greenspan said long-term unemployment is pulling the economy apart, but a rising stock market, he said, will do more to stimulate the economy than anything else. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up this morning. The Dow gets underway at 10,465, the S&P at 1,101. The NASDAQ starts trading at 2,254. Coming up, the ethics charges surrounding Charlie Rangel in Congress and Maxine Waters. Are they being unfairly targeted, as the Congressional Black Caucus says they are? And coming up, oil-soaked politicians in the Gulf. Some of them actually are smiling.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.